today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We start by His name, the Creator Allah. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum, welcome. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. This is Iran Radio you're listening to. And the topic of this episode is the effect of dua of peace of mind. Salamu Alaikum. Today, Tuesday, is the 4th of Rajab, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Retreat Calendar, corresponding to the 26th of Day, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Retreat Calendar, and the 16th of January, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian Calendar. If you want to listen to other episodes of this program, today's special, go to iranradio.ir. In this part, we listen to chapter Ghafir, ayah 60.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وقال ربكم ادعوني أستجب لكم إن الذين يستكبرون عن عبادتي سيدخلون جهنم داخرين.
And your Lord says, call upon me, I will respond to you. Indeed, those who disdain my worship will enter hell rendered contemptible.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
In this famous verse, the Quran has a message for us from the one who is your Lord, the one who knows what you need, what suits you, and what can develop you. Note that the verse mentions call me, not necessarily ask me. We usually think that dua means asking, but it does not necessarily involve requesting. It is a broader concept that includes all kinds of calling. For us as the servants of Allah, the most important thing is to be able to communicate and be connected to our Lord. Not only can we not survive without Allah, but we cannot survive without being connected to Him. We're speaking about the effect of dua of peace of mind. Anxiety can be a debilitating condition that affects millions of people around the world. The constant worry and fear can make it hard to function day to day, impacting both your mental and physical health. While there are various treatment options available, one powerful way to manage anxiety is through the power of dua or prayer. Dua is a form of prayer that involves asking Allah for help or guidance in times of need. It's a powerful tool that can help you connect with your spiritual side and find comfort and solace in the face of anxiety and worry. When we turn to dua, we acknowledge our dependence on a higher power and invite their guidance and blessings into our lives.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Today we are going to talk about the role of dua in mental and physical health. Prayer is a means for humans to draw closer to God. The Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, "Invoke me and I will respond to you." There is no human who does not face difficulties and problems in his life. Spiritual calamities threaten all humans, and connection with God eliminates pain and brings peace to life. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, "Pray, for it is the cure for all ailments." In prayer, a human being converses with his God and seeks refuge from the worries that have troubled their lives. Supplication strengthens individuals' religious feelings and solidifies the relationship between humans and their God. When a person asks for something from the possessor of all perfection and establishes a connection, they feel pleasure and joy. Conversely, when one asks something from others besides God, they feel humiliation and degradation. This sense of dignity and pleasure affects mental health. Supplication is one of the spiritual, emotional ways of seeking help from the infinite power of God, as humans tend to turn to a power and support in times of hardship and pressure. What power and support could be more original and reliable than the eternal divine power that becomes a sanctuary for humans?
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special IRIB English Radio.
Our Lord has promised an answer. Allah tells us in the Quran that He will respond to our dua. Call upon me, I will respond to you. Chapter 40, verse 60. If our Lord has promised us that He will respond to our dua, then we should strive to make as much dua as we can. The Prophet and his Ahlul Bayt taught us to regularly make dua to Allah. They would make dua for even the smallest things. You should ask Allah for all of your needs, even if the strap of your sandal breaks. Prophet Muhammad said, peace be upon him and his pure progeny. You are listening to today's special and a dua for peace of mind from the Holy Quran. The Quran is a treasure trove of wisdom and guidance, providing countless verses and duas for every aspect of human life. One powerful dua for peace of mind is in the Holy Quran, chapter 2, verse 201. Our Lord, grant us the good of this world and the hereafter, and protect us from the torment of the fire. This dua encompasses a comprehensive plea for well-being in this life and the hereafter, underlining the importance of balance in our spiritual and worldly pursuits.
I am creating these obstacles for my dua. Dua has a system, just like food has a system, just like medicine has a system. Today, if you ask a nutritionist, a doctor, a health expert, what benefits does broccoli have? He'll tell you one of the benefits of broccoli is that it's an antioxidant. It's good to protect you from cancer. Now, does this come without conditions? Someone will eat one broccoli per day, and then he'll eat all those unhealthy foods. He exposes himself to radiation. He says, no, khalas, I'm covered. I'm eating one broccoli per day. I'm not going to get cancer. That's not how it works. Broccoli has the capacity to protect from cancer, but provided you have a healthy diet as well. You don't expose yourself to radiation. You exercise. That, as a package, yes, broccoli has been proven to fight cancer, to protect you from cancer. Now, if someone doesn't observe these conditions and he's inflicted with cancer, can he go and tell the doctor, you know what, you're a liar. You say that broccoli is an antioxidant, but it's not. I got cancer. Is this a valid objection? Is this a valid argument? Just like in the world of foods, you see different foods cancel the effects of each other. The same in the world of medicine. Ask any doctor, ask any pharmacist. They'll tell you that when you take certain medications, you have to beware to not take certain foods, certain medications, because they could conflict with each other. They could cause a negative reaction. For instance, let's say your doctor prescribes warfarin to you, and he tells you that you need a blood thinner. You might have a heart attack. You might have a stroke. Because of your blood, because of your health history, because of your health condition. So take this blood thinner. You need it. You might get a stroke. But then your doctor will also tell you, but at the same time, avoid consuming vitamin K. Because vitamin K is known to help create blood clots. It can aid your blood in clotting. And so it cancels the effect of this medication that you're taking. Now, someone takes this medication and then he goes and he eats all those leafy, green, you know, vegetables and anything that has vitamin K, and then the medication doesn't work for him. He comes and he objects to his doctor. This didn't work for me. Don't say that this medication is a blood thinner because I tried it. It did not have that effect for me. Is that a valid argument? The doctor will tell him, you did not observe the condition. The condition was to avoid foods with vitamin K, but you did not. I warned you, you didn't listen. There are certain sins that block the effect of the dua, or they break the connection of the dua.
That was all for this episode of today's special. We were speaking about dua. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic on the next episode. Till then, we leave you in Allah's blessings. Have a nice time.
Crazy, who you praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside, I know that there's a better world. 'Cause I'm a believer.